Okay, we still have another hour to go with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Our sponsors, our supporters, and our partners. And we're going to come back in a moment and take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Doc Wallach with us, and of course, your phone calls. Doc, a couple more emails that keep rolling in. Person has arthritis. What can you do about it?
Okay, well, arthritis is very simple. It's actually a multiple nutritional deficiency, and babies can be born with it. It's not an age thing. It's certainly not a gender thing. And so any musculoskeletal stuff, whether it's osteopenia, osteoporosis, arthritis, bone-to-bone arthritis, go ahead and take one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Get rid of all the bad stuff. Throw in the extra vitamin D3. Take three of those twice a day. And if they weigh 150 pounds or more, they're going to wind up with at least two of the healthy bone and joint packs per month. They'll be able to take 15 of those glucogel, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And they're designed, George, to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And one of the newer companies, again, we brought in was the True Life. And, of course, it has the MSM, and I just love that because your cartilage and tendons and ligaments and connective tissue require the sulfur in the MSM. So get the MSM, take three of those tablets twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, the three vitamin D3 capsules twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And it all supports maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. You will never need joint replacement, and within 90 days, I take professional athletes, people who are all Americans, rotator cuff problems, knee problems, hip problems, regrow it all, and they're back at business making their points and touchdowns and goals and all that kind of stuff.
It's important, isn't it, just to take care of yourself?
Exactly. And see, back in the old days, we used to put the wood ashes in the gardens, and that's where the minerals came from. Now we have electricity, and nobody replaced our traditional source of nutritional minerals, which we'd had for thousands of years, which were the wood ashes, which are really minerals. And so now we have to consciously supplement them.
Back to the phones we go. Kathy in Maui in Hawaii, west of the Rockies. Hi, Kath. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, Dr. Joel.
Hi there.
Hey.
I hear you all the time, you know, the foods that you're not supposed to eat, especially the wheat, barley, oats, and rye, yep, because of the gluten and the difficulty in digesting them.
Yes.
And the thing is, I've heard other nutritionists talk about if these grains are fermented or sprouted, then it's okay.
That is not true. That's like saying it's safe to shoot yourself in the head with a copper-jacketed bullet. No.
That's not
safe. It doesn't affect the digestibility of it?
No. See, here's the deal. The gluten does not change it doesn't change digestibility. It changes absorption. Okay? And so gluten, when you eat gluten, 98% of all vertebrates, including 98% of all humans, are sensitive to gluten. It causes damage to the lining of your intestines. And when you look at somebody's at an autopsy that has gluten problems, their intestines will look like they've been eating poison ivy for salad. It's ugly, terrible, inflamed, and it causes so many nutritional deficiencies. This is why so many people have 6 and 8 and 10 and 12 different diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. You know when people have 8 or 10 or 12 different diseases, you don't even need to do a test. They have a gluten problem.
Does that help you, Kath?
No gluten.
Okay, yeah. Follow-up question would be...
Sure.
I'm sure you've heard of the Master Cleanse. What if people do the Master Cleanse two or three times a year? Would that help get rid of that gluten problem? No?
Nope. You got to get over it. You have to get rid of gluten. This includes everybody in the household. Cross-contamination in the laundry, you know, the washer and dryer, food preparation surfaces, the couch we watch TV together, the shag rugs, dog food, cat food, the beds you sleep in together with. Everybody in the household's got to be gluten-free. Otherwise, you're not gluten-free. And so this is you'll add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life by taking the 90 essential nutrients, giving up gluten, and all the other inflammatory things like fried foods and processed meats and oils, and you'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. Don't think that some little thing like a fast or a cleanse or eating sprouted grains will solve the problem. Another falsehood is that oats don't have gluten in them. They do, but gluten in oats is actually called gliadin. A rose by any other name is still a rose. Gluten by any other name is still gluten. Don't eat any wheat, barley, rye, or oats.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, some people have allergies to peanuts. How does that happen?
Well, usually it happens because they don't digest the proteins in the peanuts completely, and they absorb what's called polysaccharides, which are chains of amino acids that haven't been separated to the individual amino acids, and your body will recognize that as peanut protein. And so then later on when you come in contact with peanuts, then you're going to react to them. And they can be fatal. I've had cases where the father ate peanuts at a ball game, baseball game, came home, kissed his little daughter on the lips, and the daughter was allergic to peanuts,
oh,
and she died before he put her back
down. And she died? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yep, horrible stories.
What happens? The air pipe closes up?
Yes, they actually get reaction to where their airways close up. And over the long term, let's say that doesn't happen, but you're eating peanuts that have bread mold on them, like aspergillus mold, bread mold. And aspergillus mold actually produces a toxin called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. So if you eat peanuts on a regular basis, and, you know, they're bulk peanuts you buy in these Whole Foods stores and things, use that scoop to pick them up and put them in a bag or something, you don't know the quality of those peanuts. You don't know, have they been exposed to these aflatoxins? And if you eat them every day or twice a week or three times a week, you're going to get liver cancer because of the aflatoxin contamination.
That's just frightening. It really is. Next up, let's go to Silver Springs, Maryland. Steve's with us, east of the Rockies. Hey, Stephen, go ahead.
Yes, my girlfriend, she is about 5'7", weighs about 160. She's unable to eat proteins like chicken and beef and pork. It tears her stomach up, makes loud noises. She has to constantly keep getting iron infusions.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's several things. How much does she weigh, and how old is she?
She's 40. She weighs about 160, give or take.
And how tall is she?
About 5'7".
Okay, well, that's not bad for 5'7", 160, 140, 160 is okay. But definitely she needs to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then I would have her take digestive enzymes every time she eats, and she needs to take our ultimate enzyme, say, 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water, so the enzymes are waiting for the food in the stomach, okay? And also, she needs to get her peppermint oil from her Ancient Legacy division, which is our aromatherapy division in Youngevity, aromatherapy oils. Get the peppermint oil, put 5 or 6 drops of the peppermint oil in an 8-ounce cup of warm water and sip on that throughout the meal. And I don't care if her belly's been bloated or her stomach holds 5 gallons of gas, in 30 seconds it'll be gone with the ultimate enzymes and the peppermint oil.
All right, I hope that helps, Steve.
Yeah, that's simple.
And again, if you miss some of the things the doc talks about, call 1-855-949-7234. And also the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Where you can search for information, too. Just make it one of your favorites on your website. Harley writes, I've got high blood pressure, Doc. What do I do? He doesn't say anything about height or weight.
Okay, well, we'll do it by 100 pounds of body weight. Got to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, and maximize absorption. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, again, I would use the big hammer in the toolbox, one healthy rated heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. And then the secret sauce for high blood pressure is going to be the ultimate daily classic tablets. Per 100 pounds of body weight, I would take 3 of those tablets twice a day. And whether they have kidney problems or they have blocked arteries or they have deficiencies, the ultimate daily classic tablets will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, but also support healthy blood pressure. And there's many reasons for having high blood pressure. Could be blocked arteries, particularly in the kidneys. The kidneys could reduce a hormone called renin, R-E-N-I-N, which makes your blood pressure go up. But also, you could be deficient in many different nutrients, which can result in high blood pressure. And so that's kind of the direction. One healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. The Ultimate Daily Classic Talus, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And none of the bad stuff. And blood pressure will always come down.
Let's go to Seattle, Washington. Todd's with us now. Hi, Todd. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, George. Hi, Dr. Wallach. I got my Tangy Tangerine here, and I can't find the kosher symbol on it. And I was wondering if you worked with the Chabad rabbis from Chula Vista to kosher it.
Okay. Actually, the BTT 2.0, there's no problem. There is the OsteoFX Plus. Some of them, one form of it has shellfish in it, which is not kosher. And so you want to look for the one that says shellfish-free and gluten-free. Okay? Okay? Be sure you ask for that when you order it. You just get the gluten-free, shellfish-free one, and then it's all kosher.
What is that then? Not being Jewish, what does kosher-free mean?
Okay,
or kosher.
Yeah, kosher,
food.
Yeah.
Is it blessed?
I'm not completely with all the rules, but basically, if you eat fish, they have to have scales because you can't eat catfish because they have just skin. They don't have scales. They're bottom feeders. And so back in the old days, they realized that certain fish, you could get sick by eating them. And then, of course, shellfish don't have scales, and so they cannot eat things like clams and oysters. They cannot eat crawdads and shrimp and lobster and crabs because, again, they don't have scales. And they cannot eat pork. They cannot eat pork. And they cannot eat meat and dairy at the same time. And back in the old days, they didn't have ways of preserving milk. They didn't have pasteurization. Back in biblical days, they also didn't have refrigeration. And so dairy products spoiled very quickly. And so people would get sick by having milk that was contaminated with bacteria or viruses or something. And so that was part of the kosher thing, no dairy and meat at the same meals.
See, it's interesting. My illustrious producer, Tom, here sends me a quick note that says, kosher meat must come from an animal that chews its cud and has split hooves. Cows, sheep, and goats are kosher. Rabbits, kangaroos, right, and foxes are not. Kosher fowl are identified in certain ways too. Interesting. And same with dairy. They must come from a kosher animal.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Mike in Canada, welcome to the program. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I got a question for you, Dr. Wallace.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay. We started our dogs on a raw food diet about 4 months ago. Now, we have one dog that the last half of July, August, September, October, she looks like a raccoon because her eyes are so itchy from allergies. Is there anything that we can do to help with the allergies now that we got them on a decent diet?
Okay. Well, the first thing is you got to make sure they're gluten-free. Dogs
okay,
and
well,
cats are very sensitive to gluten.
Are they really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And they can get hot spots where they chew and lick all the time. You go to the veterinary office, they'll charge you $50 for a cortisone shot, and it'll work almost instantly. The next month, you got to come back and do it again because they're sensitive to gluten. And so there's so many dog foods and cat foods now that say grain-free, gluten-free, and that's the direction you got to go. If you're going to do a homemade diet, you got to stay away from all the grains, and you want to throw in the Arthrodex and the EFAs. Arthrodex and EFAs, the Arthrodex is one scoop per 25 pounds of body weight, is two EFAs per 25 pounds of body weight, and then you can be successful with a raw diet that you're making yourself, but no grains, grain-free, except maybe rice. Rice would be an exception.
Doc, the show we did last month on animals was absolutely riveting. I'm still getting emails on that one.
Isn't that amazing? People love their pets.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And so we actually have a whole division in longevity called For Tails Only. And it's just, there's constantly so many people just, you know, going into that on the website and ordering the products for their pets. We cover every disease you can name. And, of course, when you have a litter of puppies, if the female has been taking the 90 essential nutrients through the, for tails only, the 90 essential nutrients, before she got pregnant, all the babies will be born without birth defects. It's just beautiful.
Tom's got a little dog called Freddie. It's a little, he saved it from death. And one day I was going to give Freddie a little piece of a chocolate bar. Tom went ballistic, practically tackled me, and said, "Don't give Freddie chocolate, it'll kill him." Is that true?
Well, chocolate does have a negative effect on dogs.
It does.
And so, yes. And, you know, if the piece is small enough, it might not kill him, but it just make him feel bad for a week. So, yeah, chocolate's not a good thing.
What is it? What is it about chocolate and animals like that?
They just don't have the ability to process it properly.
Yeah, chocolate is good for people.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of good chocolate products. My favorite is Triple Treat Chocolate. It's a dark chocolate, and we sweeten it with blueberries, no sugar. And, you know, I take it with me on the road all the time.
You've got a probiotic in chocolate now, too, which is great.
Oh, yeah, that's in the Triple Treat Chocolate. Also, we have Triple Truffle. It has a probiotics and truffles in the Triple Truffle Chocolate.
Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, here's that phone number. I give it out a lot, but you know what? Keep it. 1-855-949-7234. Email in from a retired New York police detective. And by the way, thank you, Mike, for everything you have done. But wants to know about his losing battle with high cholesterol. What do you think?
Well, I want to know what high cholesterol means, because usually when a doctor says you have high cholesterol, it's too low. Human cholesterol should be between 250 and 350 for total cholesterol. And doctors mistakenly want you to get your blood cholesterol down below 200. When you get your blood cholesterol down, your total cholesterol down to 140, doctors are ecstatic. They'll do backflips and high-five you and think they're doing great.
Huh.
Well, you're going to wind up with Alzheimer's disease. Do not get your blood cholesterol total below 250. You need to be eating 6 eggs a day. You need to eat whole milk instead of skim milk. No non-dairy coffee creamers. You want to use whole cream. Have eggs every day. I try to eat the 10, 12 eggs a day, George, to get my cholesterol up. Also, don't tell anybody, but when you eat eggs, when you eat 6, 8, 10 eggs a day, you're getting enough cholesterol so that your testicles will make testosterone. You won't need testosterone patches. You won't get erectile dysfunction.
Doc, we can't say that on this first show.
No, it's an anatomical, physiological thing.
All right. We'll be back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, email in from a woman by the name of Sun, 68 years old, 5 feet, 120 pounds, has bone spurs. All kinds of problems like that. What should she do?
Okay, well, bone spurs are actually caused by osteoporosis. And when you have bone spurs, you're not getting too much calcium. You're getting not enough calcium. And as your bones get softer, bone spurs, George, always occur where a tendon or ligament hooks into the bone. They do not occur randomly. They always occur where a tendon or ligament hooks into the bone. And so here again, at 130 pounds, whatever it is, 120 pounds, this little gal, she should get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. Take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. Get the glucogel, so you can take 15 of those a day. Now, once the spur goes away, she can cut that to 10 a day, 5 and 5. But she also needs the vitamin D3. Get 2 bottles of the vitamin D3, so you take 3 of those twice a day. And the MSM, get the MSM, take 3 of those tablets twice a day. And those bone spurs will just slowly shrink back into the bone. Don't need surgery. If it's painful, if it's on her heel or an elbow or a neck vertebrae or something like that where it's painful, she can actually use the CM cream and trauma oil topically on it. And within 10 minutes, you get super pain relief for 3 to 5 hours. And within a couple of weeks to a month, won't need the topical pain relief because the spur will be gone.
Let's go back to help some of our amazing listeners. Bill in Titusville, Florida, welcome to the program. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sure thing.
You guys have been listening for a long time.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. First of all, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can, Bill.
Yes, sir. Okay, great. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think I might have nose cancer. And I don't really trust doctors too much. I know that sometimes, I don't know, it's just my opinion that you can go and you can have a problem and, you know, they would love a major surgery where maybe it wouldn't be necessary to, you know.
Well, here's what I would another, do. If you have a suspicion like that, do you live near a medical school?
No, I don't. Okay. Not that I know of.
Well, in each community, there's usually an ENT, you know, ear, nose, and throat doctor kind of person. And so I would go to one of them and ask their opinion, say, I just want a diagnosis, and let them look at it and see what they think. And then say, okay, I want to get a second opinion. And I get a second opinion from another ENT on the other side of town that doesn't know the first one you went to, get a second opinion, and then call us. But in the meantime, what you can do, how much do you weigh? How tall are you?
6 foot, and I'm sorry to say, 265. Anyways, I'm kind of struggling with, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's easy. It's actually easy. So with that situation, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. So if it is a malignancy, you don't want to be driving it and make it worse. So you got to get rid of all the inflammatory things that drive cancer. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then I would take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, a full dose or twice a day. I'd also get 2 quarts a month of what we call the Z radical. Z like zebra, dash and word radical. Take an ounce twice a day. It's an antioxidant, supports the immune system, which is your best friend when you have a malignancy. And start there. Okay, start there. And get those two opinions. And then call us back and tell us what they say. And we'll go from there, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Very good. I really appreciate it. And keep up the good work, guys.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. I've got an email I'm going to send to MZ up at the KSCO, which I'd like him to forward to you, Doc. But I'm going to read it to you. It says, George, I've been an insider for years and a listener since 2002. I was never a big fan of the shows dedicated to health, but now I find myself in need of health information. I was just diagnosed with stage 3 throat cancer. It doesn't feel real. If it doesn't seem probable, any info you can give me on any possible alternative treatments would be appreciated. I'm scheduled to go through 7 weeks of radiation treatment, 5 days a week with chemo also. I feel lost. I need help. I'm asking you for it. His name is Mark.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm going to send this email to MZ. Make sure he gets it to you because Mark's phone number is included there. And again, Doc, as you've already said, we would not recommend that he stop his medical treatment, but what do you think he should do?
Well, yeah, the chemotherapy and radiation, that's everybody's choice. We never say don't do that, do that. That's their choice. Whether they do it alone with the supplements, supplements alone without the radiation chemotherapy, that's their choice. But your best friend when you have any kind of malignancy is your immune system. It's highly selective. It will defend you against all comers and not attack your own body. Chemotherapy and radiation do kill cancer cells, no doubt about it, but they also kill normal cells, so that's potentially problematic. So what I like to do, again, get rid of all the bad stuff that drives the cancer, makes it worse, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or glutens, and then per 100 pounds of body weight, per 100 pounds of body weight, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. I would also throw in the beta-glucan, which is, an immune booster. The beta-glucan is a high immune-supporting protein, and I would go ahead and take 3 doses of that a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner, so it would be 3 bottles a month of beta-glucan. And the Z-radical, go ahead and, again, take 1 ounce per 50 pounds of body weight. So if he weighs 150 pounds, that's 3 ounces a day. If he weighs over 200 pounds, it'd be 4 ounces a day of the Z radical. And again, supports the immune system, which is your best friend. And that's where we start. And he should contact us every couple of weeks. Anytime he goes to the doctor and gets a new assessment, things getting worse, staying the same, getting better. That way we can tweak things as things go along, because you want to monitor what's going on and adjust your nutritional support approach based on ongoing data.
Okay, and look for that email from Michael, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Clayton in Miami, Florida. Hello, Clayton. Welcome to the program.
How you doing? How you doing, Dr. Wallach?
Okay, sir. How can we help you?
Okay. My problem is I've got Crohn's disease, and it took forever to figure it out. I went through every kind of test imaginable, you know, gluten and dairy and everything else, and they finally figured out it's Crohn's. Can you help me out with that?
Absolutely. Well, Crohn's disease is a gluten problem, and, of course, it occurs in the colon. And there's like celiac disease, appendicitis, Crohn's disease, colitis, ulcer colitis, leaky gut syndrome. These are all forms of gluten intolerance in the intestinal tract. But Crohn's disease actually occurs, you know, in the distant colon. And so it's one of those things where absorption is affected. And doctors miss it. They'll do, well, let's do a wheat allergy test. Oh, you're negative, eat all the wheat you want. Well, that's not true, because Crohn's disease, all other forms of gluten intolerance are not a wheat allergy. It's a wheat gluten intolerance. Just like nobody's allergic to poison ivy, but everybody's intolerant of it, okay? And so you and the dog and the cat and everybody in your household have got to be drop-dead gluten-free. No wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. I mean, you can't even say the word. And if people who are living in the house with you don't want to give up gluten, you're going to have to put a cot and microwave and a small refrigerator out in the garage and change the locks.
Jeez.
So this is how important it is to be gluten-free. And then your Crohn's disease will go away. Of course, you need the 90 essential nutrients, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, and no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils and glutens. And did you ever have any asthma when you were a kid or a teenager?
No, nothing like that. I do take mercaptopurine as the medication I take for treatment.
Sure.
It doesn't seem to help too much.
Yeah, no. Do you ever have any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, I've got little skin cancers all over from too much time in the sun.
Okay. And obviously you have bowel problems, but as a kid, did you have any bowel problems or belly problems or appendicitis or anything like that?
No, it didn't really start until I was about 20 years old. I'm 63 now.
Okay. Yeah. And this is not unusual, because let's say people eat oatmeal for breakfast every morning and they'll have pancakes once in a while, especially during the wintertime. And usually Crohn's disease gets worse during the wintertime because people are eating pancakes and waffles and all this grain stuff. And during the summertime, they're eating more vegetables and salads and fruit. And so it's less egregious during the summertime as a result. And so, I mean, I got hit the other day. I was up in Baltimore, Maryland, and I had an omelet. And they, without telling me, they put Old Bay spice in it. And I read the ingredients in the Old Bay spice, and it had maltodextrin, which is made from
MSG, right?
It's actually made from barley, yeah, maltodextrin.
Which is not good for you.
Malted milks.
Did you ever?
Malted milks? Oh, yeah. My hands get all itchy when I contact gluten, so I knew I had it somewhere. I said, well, why am I getting this now? I just had an omelet for breakfast. And then I asked him, did they put anything in the omelet? I said, yeah, we put this Old Bay spice in it.
There it was.
And then they brought me the box. They brought me the box, and there it was. That was part of the spice, yeah.
Well, good luck, Clayton. And also call 1-855-949-7234. People are there to help you out. I know we give out a lot of information here, and some people might miss it. East of the Rockies, Denise in Watertown, New York, is with us. Hi, Denise. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I've had a skin disease diagnosed 13, 14 years ago. Very rare. Granuloma annulare. Do you know anything about that, Doc?
Yes, ma'am. We used to call that impetigo when I was a kid.
Really?
Does it have little blisters or bumps like acne?
It's like lesions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it's a gluten problem. You got to get off of gluten. We brought around oats, oatmeal, pancakes, bagels, crackers.
God,
all that stuff's got
to
go.
Gluten does that much to people, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Skin problems of all kinds. Again, dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis, impetigo, rosacea on the face, butterfly rashes when you get lupus. It's all gluten. And then, of course, you get asthma and bronchitis, bowel problems of all kinds, constipation, diarrhea, alternating constipation, diarrhea, appendicitis, is all gluten. And, of course, malabsorption. So you wind up with other diseases. You can get type 2 diabetes when you're 40 years old and say, I didn't have it in my family. Why have I got diabetes? That's because you're not absorbing the nutrients which are required to prevent and reverse type 2 diabetes because of the gluten problem in your intestines.
I hope that helps you, Denise.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. He gives out lots of information. CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's go to the phones again. Valerie in Las Vegas, where we'll be there in June. Hey, Valerie, go ahead.
Hello, yes, I'm 59 years old, 5'2", 130 pounds, and I've suffered greatly since 1975. From a condition that nobody knows anything about. It's called reactive hypoglycemia, which means I'm always tired.
It used to be called narcolepsy in the old days, reactive hypoglycemia. Do you get drowsy after meals?
Yes, and sleep sometimes for just 3 hours, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's called reactive hypoglycemia. It's also going to be called hyperinsulinemia. The old term, and Silas Marner, he had narcolepsy in the old book, Silas Marner. And it's an old-timey thing, but it's a deficiency of a single nutrient. So 130 pounds, you want to take...
Minute left, Doc. Minute left.
Okay. Two healthy blood sugar packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Stay away from sugar and carbohydrates. Eat animal protein with every meal, eggs, red meat, chicken, fish. And stay away from the carbohydrates and sugars and the two healthy blood sugar packs, and you'll be a new woman. Fire your doctors because they didn't even know what it was.
Doctors, it's a tough call, isn't it?
Well, they're ignorant of nutrition. They really don't know much, and that's why I wrote the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie, because they really don't know, and they make things up. Oh, you got an autoimmune disease. You have a genetic disease because they don't know what it is, so they blame it on you.
Doc, we're out of time. We'll talk to you next month, my friend.
God bless you, George, and all the great things you and Tom do. We love you guys, and we love your audience. They're just super, super people. You train them well. God bless you, sir.
Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call, the people are there all the time, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, CriticalHealthNews.com. Our sponsors, our partners, and you know what? Good people. Up next, the Dead Sea Scrolls.